Are you looking for the sick bay? You found it. If you could, please sign your name on that form, I'll be right with you. Okay, thanks for waiting. I just had to finish typing that up. So tell me, what seems to be the problem? You have pains. And where exactly is this pain coming from? Is it your head? Your neck? Your back? Oh, you're experiencing pains in your groin. That sounds very serious. Okay, could you describe the pain for me? Is it a sharp sting or more of a dull ache? Okay, and would you say the pain is isolated to either your penis or your testicles? Right. I'm gonna have to take a closer look at that area so I can check for any signs of infection or swelling. Don't worry, there's no need to be embarrassed. It's just routine procedure. I have to look at where your pain is coming from. In this case, I have to inspect your testicles just to make sure that they're okay. We can come over here. People don't really come by this area, so don't worry. Pull your pants down. You have to pull your pants down, otherwise I can't treat you properly. Okay, see, that wasn't so hard. Now, hold still, please. Okay, I can't seem to find any lumps or signs of infection, which is great. How long have you had this pain for? It comes and goes, okay. I'm noticing a slightly blue tinge to your testicles. Do you masturbate at all? You don't. Are you serious? Not even a little? I'm sorry. I don't mean to sound shocked. It's just most boys your age are already very familiar with masturbation. I'm actually surprised you made it to college without at least trying it. But, I think we found the source of your pain. You're suffering from what we call epididymal hypertension, commonly also known as blue balls. It's a condition that causes aching in your testicles after having an erection without an orgasm. Or in your case, because you never masturbate, that's multiple erections without orgasms. Whew, this must be the worst case of blue balls I've ever come across. I can't imagine what kind of pain you must be in right now. Luckily, don't worry. There's a super simple solution to your problem. All you have to do is masturbate until you orgasm, and then all that pain will be drained out of your groin. Why do you look worried? Your mother wouldn't approve? Your mother told you if you play with your penis too much, it'll fall off? Whew. Oh my god, you can't be serious. I can't even comprehend how a parent could say that to their son. Okay, listen. You need to take everything your mom told you about masturbation or sex and throw it out the window because she is so wrong. There's nothing bad about having sexual thoughts and wanting to act on those thoughts. The way I see it, you have a choice to make. You can either masturbate and feel better right away, or figure out how to live the rest of your life with aching balls. Don't worry. It's okay if you don't know how to masturbate. I can show you. How about I do it for you here, and then you can copy my technique when you're at home. I'll talk you through every step. So, I usually recommend starting with lubrication. It's definitely not mandatory, but it does make things feel a bit better. And then we can move on to rubbing your penis. Encourage it to get nice and stiff. Oh, sweetie. Don't worry about what your mother would think. She's not here right now. You've got a new mommy who wants to take care of you. She knows the best way to help you is to drain those aching balls. So if you don't let your new mommy help you, she's going to get very upset. And we wouldn't want that now, would we? Good. So just relax and let mommy stroke your cock. That's a good boy. Mommy likes it when her boys are obedient. Mommy's gonna wrap her fingers around your adorable little penis now and slide her hand slowly up and down. There. That's not so scary, is it? And what a brave boy you are for letting mommy touch you like this. I want you to pay close attention. Make sure you see how mommy lets her fist glide smoothly up and down the shaft, because you'll have to learn how to do this yourself. Up and down, all the way from the base to the tip. I can feel your penis getting even harder, sweetie. You like it, don't you? Don't deny it. You like feeling mommy's hand jerking your cock. Such a dirty-minded little boy you are. Do you ever catch yourself looking at girls? I bet you do. Mommy knows what young boys like you think. Your eyes are just naturally drawn to certain parts of a lady's body. You like to look at her ass, her tits, and her legs. You'd love to imagine what she tastes and smells like. And no matter how hard you try, you just cannot help but stare. And now when you get home, all those thoughts will be racing through your head. And next time, I want you to stroke yourself while you're thinking about a cute girl from class or one of your sexy professors. No, don't be embarrassed, honey. Everyone does it, even mommy. Of course, mommy loves to think about how handsome men are and how yummy their cocks are. And how lucky that there's one right here that I can taste. But first, you need to be polite and ask mommy to suck your cock, like all good boys should. Just like that. Yes, dear. Mommy would love to suck this adorable cock. Oh, sweetie. Mommy loves how your cock feels in her mouth. Your cock is so hard inside mommy's mouth. Look into mommy's eyes while she swallows your cock. You sound like you're almost ready to come. You see, when your penis is rubbed, sucked, and fucked for long enough, you'll start to feel all sorts of funny tingles and sensations running through your body. And then when you simply can't take it anymore, your brain will explode with happiness, and your cock will shoot out delicious thick milk. And right now, sweetie, mommy wants to taste your milk. But we have to be careful. We don't want to get your cum everywhere, so you'll have to shoot it all into mommy's mouth. Do you want to come in mommy's mouth, A good boy always asks for permission to come. I want to hear you say it. Mommy, please let me come. Say it. Good boy. Of course you can come. You can come whenever you like. Yes, shoot your first load deep into mommy's eager, thirsty throat. Honey, that was one of the biggest loads I've ever taken. You were such a good boy for Mommy. Okay, so that should ease the aching for a while. And don't forget what I taught you. I want you to go practice this back at home, and your pain should be able to stay away. And if you ever need help again, Mommy will always be here to lend a hand, or her mouth.